Episode 702, How to Manage Stress During the Holidays.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, ladies. I hope you're having a joy-filled Monday. I hope that your heart is enthusiastic for what's to come this week. Maybe your to-do list is already getting way too long. We'll take a deep breath because we're going to talk about how to manage stress during the holidays. And hopefully, it will reduce your stress just a little bit. Before we jump in, though, I want to welcome in all of our brand new family members. I am so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to find the simple in every day. Boy, do we need to find the simple in every day. I don't know about you, but these holidays, I think they actually get more and more complicated. And maybe it's because my children now are older and they're beginning to build their adult lives. And so I still have more babies at home, obviously, because I have a 12-year-old. And so I feel like I'm juggling all sides. It's a great place to be. I love being in all of their stages of life. But you know, with that brings upon what? Stress. We get it. Now, some of our stress, I got to tell you, is self-induced. As I was beginning to do some research on this particular topic for our episode today, I found my own body kind of tightening up and my head was a little crazy and I was asking the kids some questions and I went to my hubby and I said, well, how do you think I should explain this and does this make sense? Because I don't want to just give the generalities. You know the generalities of, well, exercise, eat right and do what you love and cancel what you don't. That's it. We're done. Goodbye. Have a great day. No, it's more than that, right? Because our lives are so complicated. Instead of being overwhelmed and exhausted by the demands of the holidays, you can actually melt into the richness of relaxation and blissfulness. Okay, I'm there. I want to be there. How about you? But one thing needs to change. And you're like, I knew it. There was just that one thing. She's going to throw that in. You know, I do. I like to throw in the twist every once in a while. You need to learn how to manage stress during the holidays. Now, that in itself can seem a daunting task, just thinking about it. I mean, I was writing it. I'm going, oh my gosh, there's no way we can tackle this in an episode. I mean, this could be a 5-week long class. It really can be. And maybe one of these days we'll have that. But you know, when you barely have enough energy to get through your day and now you're going to add one more thing as to, I got to manage my stress, what are you thinking? Well, what we need to do is we need to look at ways to simplify our lives. But in order to understand how to simplify it, you need to know what complicates it. What complicates your life? And now don't sit there and give me those weird looks. Or you may be thinking, oh, just wait, I got a list for you, Christiane. Well, send me that list. Maybe I can help you out with that list. Seriously. I mean, if you do, if you feel like you're kind of crazy, send it to me. My email's in the show notes. So let's start there. What is complicating your life? And you're probably like, but how do I know what's complicating my life? Because everything complicates my life. In fact, I'm stressing out about it now. You're asking me how to manage my stress. Then you're asking me about the complications in my life. And now I'm stressing out about that. When are you going to help me? Well, we're going to break it down right now because I want to share with you how to unravel the complications in your life, how you can understand them more. Because as much as I like the ease of life, right, the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, it's important, but we need to understand each other from a deeper perspective. Yes, if you can handle the exercise, eat right, and do what you love and cancel what you don't, go for it. If that works for you, then do that. But if every single holiday comes around and you're finding yourself sick, you're finding yourself run down, you're losing sleep, you're not eating right, something's wrong, then we need to talk. So let's talk about 4 factors that you need to consider. Number 1, physical fitness. Ask yourself this question. How does it affect my body? Do you get those cramps all of a sudden, migraine headaches, or what appears to be migraine headaches? For me personally, I am one blessed individual. I am not a girl who gets a lot of headaches. I don't. And when I get a headache, I question what's going on in my life. That is a big red flag in my life. So ask yourself, how does it affect my body? Number two, emotions. How do you feel before, during, and after? What is it? Is there, you know, is it really maybe nothing changes? It's good. It's just, okay, well, yeah, it's on my list to do. I go and do it. I may not want to do it, but I do it. And then, okay, it's done. All right, great. It was done. Marked off the calendar. So how do you feel before, during, and after? Number three, your appetite. In order to understand your complicating its, what could be that stressor in your life? Ask yourself the question, how does my eating change? Are you stressing out and you're eating lots of chocolate? Maybe you're eating three pies a day. I didn't say pieces of pie. I said three pies a day. I know that's a lot of pies. It seems extreme, but I want you to be serious about it. You need to look and dig deeper because in all honesty, sometimes we're making things bigger than what they really are. So if you want to get to the root of the cause, and that's what we're looking for, I told you we're going to go deeper. If you like the very easy part, you just should have listened to me at the very beginning and turned me off because this is going to go deeper. So how does your eating change? Or does it? If it doesn't, that's fine. But you need to look at it and figure it out. Number four, sleep. How does it affect your normal sleep patterns? If you're one who normally gets 4 to 6 hours of sleep a night, then whatever you think might be that complicating it, that stressor in your life, and you're still getting 4 to 6 hours of sleep, then it doesn't go into the sleep issue. So you have those four factors. When you look at those four factors, if you have three or more of those, you got an issue. And you need to look at it seriously. Now I'm going to use my wonderful example called the in-laws. Because most of us have experienced in-laws. Now maybe it could be married in-laws or dating in-laws, whichever one you want to see. Because I can remember when I was dating my husband, they weren't my in-laws then, but they were like the possibility of the in-laws, right? And so you treated them as such, or there were expectations. So I wanted to give you this example. First, you need to start with you. So if it's your in-laws, you say, okay, the in-laws are coming for Christmas. Yes. Well, how does it change me physically? What's my physical fitness? Does it really affect my body? No, not really. I mean, I may have to work a little harder because I need to make sure their bed is ready and their room is really clean and dusted. Not that it's not normally, but I may go to extra effort. So I may expend some energy on them, but it's not a big deal. Number two, my emotions. How do I feel before, during, and after? Well, before, it's just more scheduling. During, it's okay. Not a big deal. I mean, they're here. It's great. And after, well, it's gone. I got to clean up. So I guess that there's not much of a difference here in emotions. I mean, I kind of enjoy when they're here. Number three, my appetite. How does my eating change? Well, the only thing that my eating changes is I try to make sure I have food that they enjoy also, not just food for us. And then, of course, for sleep. Does it affect my normal sleep patterns? Well, I don't get a lot of sleep. I do get some on more days than other, but no, it really doesn't affect my sleeping patterns. So there I just walked through, looking at it from my perspective of the in-laws, and it didn't have much effect on me. So next, move to your spouse, your significant other. How does the in-laws affect him? Okay, it depends on whose in-laws they are. Obviously, it's going to be a different effect. Okay, so answer those questions for him. And then move on to the children, whether they're grown or not. If they're going to be there for the holidays, you've got to understand, is this possibly a stressor? And maybe you actually find that it's the children who have the problem with the in-laws. You see, when the in-laws are there, everything changes. You make food for them, they say. You do everything towards them and they feel really left out. Whoa. So when that happens to your children, and then what happens is they're being stressed out, they're having attitudes, they're having their issues, and you sense that, you feel it, but you really don't know what it is, then it becomes what just an entire stressful situation. This happens a lot with little ones around. The in-laws come, and you try to make sure you have food for them, but the kids are like, but what happened to mac and cheese and nuggets and, you know, grilled cheese and pancakes and eggs, something simple like that, Mom, and we have to eat this stuff that I don't know what it is. It doesn't look really good, but, well, Grandma and Grandpa seem to love it, and we have it, but it makes me miserable. That could be a stressor in your life. Has nothing to do with the in-laws themselves as Grandma and Grandpa. But it has everything to do with the meal planning. Big difference. But what we like to do is we like to say, oh, it's because of the in-laws. We throw everybody in that basket, and that's the issue. When in actuality, if you could maybe come to grips with the meal planning, or maybe where the in-laws sleep because maybe your children are displaced because they have to give up their room, then maybe you can come to a compromise, and the holidays don't have to be so stressful. So this is how you begin to figure out your complicating it's, your possibilities of the stressors. It allows you to get to the root of the cause. That's ultimately where you want to go. Because really, do you want to blame the in-laws? It's not fair to them. I mean, come on. You don't want Grandma run over by a reindeer. She doesn't have to be, right? Wink, wink. Okay, so you get my drift, right? You understand. Because by knowing what stresses you out, you can then learn how to manage that stress during the holiday celebrations together. And again, we can always talk generalities, but we've got to get specific to your uniqueness. And that's why I wanted to break it down. So now that you know the stressors, the complicating it's in your life, you can begin to create a plan to manage your stress. So here we go. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Simplify and amplify. That's it. Boy, that was easy, wasn't it? Actually, it is pretty easy because we've already talked about the simplification. Number one is find the similarities in your stressors. This is going to help you simplify what's really stressing you out. You know, we talked about the in-laws. Has nothing to do with them as an individual, but it has everything to do with maybe the meal planning, or it has something to do with whose bedroom they're sleeping in. Or maybe it has something to do with, Mom, you're up really late, so when you get up in the morning, you're just crabby. Or you're not up in the morning to fix us breakfast like you normally do. Little things like that, okay? That's what you want to fine tune. You want to get to the root of it. Find the similarities. When you look at all the things in the holiday stresses, if you look at maybe your community volunteering, and maybe you've said yes to three or four things, maybe you don't really need to be saying yes to three or four things. Maybe you need to say yes to one and come to a compromise from all of you within the family. And you do that one thing and you do it well. Instead of spreading yourself way too thin, trying to do it all, do one thing really, really well. So begin to find those similarities. Simplify it. You know, we talked about how sometimes things can be so demanding, but usually it's ourself that makes it demanding. We screw up the holidays. We, meaning me, I screw it up. Maybe you screw it up because it's our own self. Let's simplify it. Break it down. Okay. So we first simplify it by finding those similarities. That allows us then to take it to the next step, which is to amplify. And the amplification is this. We're going to look at four A's actually. Those four A's are this. Number one is avoid it. You just avoid it. This is a way to eliminate the stressor. I call it the just say no. I love that. I love that Mrs. Reagan created that whole theme. I'm like, could we not have more of that in our life? Just say no to the stressor. Avoid the person or the people that stress you out. Just say no. Don't go to that event. If you hate going to the office party, is there something written in law that says you must attend the office party? Because if it doesn't have to deal with your paycheck and you're going for mere showing up and it's causing you craziness because your husband's upset about it, because it's time spent away from the family when you really want to be doing other things together, then why do it? Don't feel guilty. Just say no. And honestly, understand that you need to control what you want to do. Okay? You don't have to be told. You are an individual. And growing up, yeah, we were told what to do. We had to go do certain things because what? Mom and dad told us to, or grandma, or grandpa, or auntie were going to be there, whatever the case may be. There were preconceived expectations set for us. But you're an adult now. You make the choice. And if you don't want to do something, then say no thank you and back out graciously. And say, we're not going to do that this year. We're going to do this instead. Or maybe you're not going to do anything. I can remember the very first Christmas we did nothing. Okay, I mean, we had a family Christmas. We ate, we opened presents and all of that. But what I mean is we didn't travel. We traveled every single year. We were always on the go. And we were the ones who were traveling with the most children. And I got to tell you secretly, that kind of, you know, got on our nerves every once in a while. Because we're thinking, we have the most kids and we're the ones going to everybody instead of them coming to us. It's a little bit easier. But no. And so that very first year that we stepped out of our comfort zone that made us crazy was one of the best holidays we ever had as a family. Because we removed that stressor. We all felt it. Daddy felt it. I felt it. The kids felt it. And to this day, they still tell me, Mom, you would be amazed at how we felt just to be able to stay home, to sleep in our own beds, to not have to worry about packing everything. And then, you know, then we had to pack again, and we had to pack again, and we had to travel so far. It was nice just to be able to get up. And just be a family. Avoid it. Just say no, okay? Number two in your amplification, how to, you know, because you've already simplified it, now you're gonna amplify it. Alter it. Change how you interact with the stressor. So maybe you need to use different words, the way you communicate. Maybe you need to change your holiday life, is what I like to call it. Your holiday life. What's on your schedule? Maybe you're trying to stuff too much into it. Maybe you think you can accomplish it all, but do you really have to? Or is this something that you are just doing because, well, you think it's expected of you? I lived that life way too long. So alter it. Make a change. It's okay. Compromise. Manage your time better. Speak up to how you feel about it. And also, this goes in long the lines of allowing your husband, your children to speak up. Ask them, is this something that you want to do? Because maybe you think they want to do it, and in all honesty, they don't want to do it. And then we've got what? Just a jumble, mumble mess of nobody telling anybody really what they want to do. So ask, alter it. It's not the end of the world to change something up. Even if you've been doing something for this last 35 years, it's okay to make a change. Give yourself permission, right? Number three to amplify is adapt to it. There are some things that you just can't control. So you got to begin to see it from a different perspective and release your control. This is a hard one. This is a hard one, especially for women. Men, you're really good at giving us the control because you just know that we're going to do it our way anyway, right? I know you're going, amen, sister, preach it on, right? Yes. But we as women, oh no, give us the reins. We want to be in total control. But sometimes to manage our stress, we got to adapt to it. We got to release the control and change up our perceived expectations. Stop having them. Do you go to your family with the idea that it has to look a certain way? The holiday should be like this, and this is this preconceived notion in your mind, this picture that, well, if it's not this, it wasn't a great day. I know we sometimes do that with church services. We go to a church and we're like, well, if it doesn't have this, 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 and this, it's not a real church service. We do that with the holidays, right? If it doesn't have this, 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 and this, it's not a holiday celebration. So begin to adapt to it. Stop having these preconceived ideas and expectations. Release yourself from it. Reframe maybe the problem. Look at the bigger picture and love them where they're at. I don't want you to think about this as lowering your standards, because it's not about you. Think about the reason for the season. Release some control. I promise you, you'll actually feel a little bit better. And number four of Amplify is accept what it is. You know, there are some stressors you just can't change. Grandma's gonna be grandma no matter what you do. She's been that way for 75 years, and for you to try and change her now, well, it's just not gonna happen. So why stress out about it? Laugh about it. Be funny. Okay, maybe not in front of her. Maybe she does something silly. Well, then joke about it on the way when you're driving over to grandma's and say, well, you know she's going to say this. Well, what are we going to do? Well, we know what we always do. You can do that. That helps what to relieve the stress. But accept what is, because there are some things you're just not going to be able to change. Stop fussing over what you can't change, what you have no control over. Look for the positive. Think about this. Let it go. Just let it go. In all of these that we're trying to do in our life, all the stuff that we want to accomplish, the gifts we want to have wrapped, the perfect tree we want to have decorated, the perfect meal that we want to partake in, what really matters in your holiday? Does it have anything to do with the colors of bows under the tree, the wrapping paper, how the gifts are even wrapped? I mean, some of you I know, you're just like meticulous and the stripes have to line up. I know someone like that. I love him dearly, but it drives me crazy. Shh, it's our secret. Let it go. What are holidays really about? I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think about this. What gift of you can you give? You want to talk about how to manage stress during the holidays? Ask yourself that question. What gift can I give to them? What gift of me can I give to them? There's three that I want you to think about wrapping up, because I promise you, if you come from this perspective, the perspective that Christ has given us, the way God sees us, the stress will melt away and you will fall into that relaxation and blissfulness that you so desire. What gift of you can you give? The three you should consider, in my opinion, are these. Love. Love them where they're at. Give them your love. Unconditional love. Accept them for who they are. Forgiveness. Forgive the past. You can't change it. It doesn't matter what was said. It doesn't matter if you don't like your sister-in-law, you know, your brother. You're not married to her. Let him deal with it. But you can love her for who she is. You can accept her and you can forgive the craziness, because sometimes we create that in our own minds. So what gift of you can you give? Love, forgiveness, and gratitude. Be grateful for your family. We don't choose who our family is. It's God-given. We don't always understand why we were placed in the family. And I got to tell you, there's always something funny and crazy on both sides. No family is perfect. But that's what makes holidays special. That's what makes those funny home videos so unique. Because when you're old enough to stop time and look back, and everybody else is hurry and scurrying in the midst of everything, you can remember really what the holidays are about. And you can celebrate the true reason for the season. And you can just let go of that stress that sometimes is just self-induced for whatever reason. Don't make it bigger than what it really needs to be. Don't make it about you. Don't make it about them. Look up and see the bright star in the sky. Because today and every day is Christmas, as we were all given a gift, the birth of Jesus, that we can live for eternity. Love, forgiveness, and gratitude seem simple since we were given the gift of life. I want you to have an absolutely blissful week. I want you to search for that joy. Go out there and look for the unexpected. I know that seems strange, but when your eyes are open to that, you begin to find the possibilities, the diamonds in the rough that you had no idea existed. Be present, be incredible, be you. Merry Christmas. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.